This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 961, how to describe your style and flair in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, you get a fun episode to learn how to describe your own personal style when it comes to your home and your body.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Hey, Jessica, are you ready for the weekend?
I'm so ready. Yeah. I have some awesome plans to enjoy and get outside. But I think you have some more sort of bold plans than I do. I'm sort of taking it easy this weekend. What are you up to?
Oh, I've been a little ambitious in the last couple of weeks. I'm moving to a new apartment. So that is a big deal. Like, we don't realize how big that is until it actually happens, right?
It's huge. You don't, because I'm going to move next year. I know it's coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm already looking at my closets and how full they are with stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, how many things do you need? We accumulate.
We do.
Just things so quickly.
Exactly. And so it's a really nice opportunity to go through all your stuff and be like, okay, have I worn this in the last year? If not, I'm throwing it away or I'm giving it away. So that feels really good when I get to do that. I'm donating a whole pile of books and clothes over there. So that's kind of cool. And moving to a new place is a chance to express your style, right? I mean,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. To start over, start fresh, like really be picky and choosy, right? Mm-hmm. About like what you're going to put up. Like, what are you going to show? Yeah. I like to just to step back a little bit. There's some vocab that I love about this process.
Yeah.
When we go through all of our things and get rid of a bunch of stuff, you can say you are purging. Mm. I love using that word. You're like going through a purge. You're cleaning out a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And for me, the feeling, the effect of that, it's cathartic.
Oh, totally.
That's another great word. Cathartic is when something is healing, right? You're going through a healing phase of some sort. It's making you feel better. So, but like on a grand scale.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, and so this is good. This is a topic. We're going to get into this topic today, guys. You know, how to talk about your personal style, right? And this is really important for our listeners, Jessica, because, you know, when you get to know people, you start to connect, guys, on a deeper level. This is going to come up, whether it's your personal style, what you wear, how you decorate your body, or whether it's how you decorate your apartment, your house, you're going to want to know how to talk about it to get deeper with people.
Well, it's also a way just to connect in the first place, right? Like, our listeners might not know this, but I have tons of tattoos and I connect with other people, especially like while traveling. If I'm in a place where, because in Portland, everybody has tattoos. It's nothing special here.
Yeah.
But if I'm traveling, then people are curious about my body art, you can say.
Right.
And like, a lot of conversations start that way, just with people like, oh, what does that mean? What's that picture of? Stuff like that. So I think if you are unafraid to have a bold style or express yourself in whatever way makes you feel the most confident, then that invites people to you.
Yes.
You know? You're inviting connections into your life.
Right. And as long as we can articulate it, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the key, right?
Yeah. So that's the next
and
step.
Exactly. And like, you know, people are going to ask you, why do you have so many tattoos? And then you can articulate, well, in Portland, where I come from, this is completely normal. And this is what this one means to me. And this is what this means to you. So guys, even if you don't have tattoos or you don't decorate your apartment in the same way that we do, we're going to give you some skills today to connect on this level with people.
Yeah, it's not just tattoo vocabulary, guys. Right. But Lindsay and I are coming at this with our own personal styles, right? Mm-hmm. So the vocabulary we're using, we can put it into our own context. But guys, you can use this in whatever context it applies to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So where should we start? Should we give our listeners a couple of first vocabulary words that they can use? What do you think?
All right. Totally. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So when we were brainstorming vocabulary for this, I was looking around my apartment and the idiomatic phrase to blanket came to mind because I'm running out of room on the walls of my apartment because I have blanketed the walls with artwork because I love artwork and like different sized mirrors. For some reason, I have this whole awesome section of my wall with different shaped mirrors because I think it looks cool. But it's, yeah, if you cover something, you are blanketing it. I love that phrase.
I like that so much because I feel like our listeners probably know the word blanket as a noun. But guys, we are giving you another way to take that word and to be more native-like, more natural by using it as a verb. I love it.
Yeah, you can use this to describe so many scenes and views, you guys. Like a field could be blanketed with flowers or something. Mm-hmm. It really is very versatile and super native.
So cool. So cool. And there's another word that comes to mind I mentioned the word purging, right? We just mentioned that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that one more time, what that means.
Okay, cool. So when you purge, like Lindsay's doing right now, she's getting rid of a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're going through and getting rid of a bunch of things. And in the States, that usually means we're taking piles of stuff to Goodwill. That's what I always do. Like go through my closets once a year and then make a massive trip to Goodwill. Just purge my closets.
I love that. So those are a couple of key verbs that we want you guys to start using. You know, use these. Try them when you're talking about making changes. And what else, Jessica? What else can we use to describe the way we decorate our houses or maybe our bodies, for example?
So I'm gonna do one word that's particular to tattoos because it's just a really interesting idiomatic word. If you guys see people who have tattoos on their arms from their shoulders to their wrists, we call that a sleeve. So if your whole arm is covered, that's called a sleeve of tattoos. And I've always loved that word. That's my goal for the future. I'm gonna before I hit 40. My sleeves will be done.
That's so cool. And we did interview someone in our course. We're not going to talk too much about the course today, but we did interview a tattoo artist. We went right into his studio in our course and he showed us his tattoo sleeve that he had himself and taught us some very cool vocabulary and how to talk to people. Actually, that lesson was actually about how to use bad words, wasn't it? It was a slightly different lesson, but still we get the aesthetic of being in the tattoo parlor and meeting this guy.
And actually, I am going to that same tattoo parlor today because I'm getting a Captain Marvel tattoo on my knuckles.
Nice.
I'm such a weirdo. It's so awesome.
That's so cool.
Moving on from tattoo vocabulary, guys. Something I see a lot of my friends do in their apartments or their houses is they hang up fairy lights. And I love this term. But Lindsay, you would say Christmas lights. Right?
I wouldn't know the word. It's obviously not appropriate. I mean, I suppose they could be still Christmas lights, right? That are still left over from Christmas. They're not necessarily like a different kind of light, right? It's the same, essentially the same light, right? That you would use at Christmas time. Yeah. It's just, I would have said, Christmas lights in the summer. But fairy lights.
I think of fairy lights as a string of lights with little white lights all along it. So we call them fairy lights. And like I said, a lot of people I know use them to decorate their bedrooms or their apartments. It makes a space feel a lot warmer instead of having bright fluorescent bulbs.
Oh,
right?
Because that's fluorescent terrible bulbs. Yes.
Yeah.
Fluorescent light is the worst. I like low light. But well accented. And like you said, warm light is kind of nice for an interior. Mm-hmm.
This is a lovely way to describe where you live, you guys, or the aesthetic, right? Yeah. The look that you're trying to go for is you want it to feel warm, and light's a huge part of that. So like Lindsay said, low light, that creates a warm aesthetic, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then another way to describe the place where you live is kind of What is the nature of it? Like when you walk in, does it feel kind of minimal in the sense of like there's not a lot of stuff? It's not cluttered, or is it cluttered? I guess that would kind of be the opposite of minimal.
That's a great word though, cluttered.
So these are two really good words, right? And you know, I'm moving into a new place here next week and the person I'm going to be living with has more things than I do, like just the quantity of stuff, right? She just has more stuff. And yeah. I like to be in a space that's more empty and has less stuff, less cluttered. So I wonder how this is going to go.
It'll go fine. I think you'll reach a compromise and you both be the better for it.
It'll be good.
Because I'm sure like maybe it'll make you feel different to have some other little knickknacks or decorations and stuff around you. I don't know if you've thought a lot about decorating or decorations, right?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. I think we'll grow and we'll both be exposed to something new for sure. I mean, she has all these masks from when she went traveling around the world. She's a mask collection.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of cool, right?
I have a mask collection too, awesome. From like Costa Rica and Mexico.
Yeah.
I have all these awesome masks. Oh, awesome. So guys, this phrase is actually really hot right now. We could say minimalist, right? A minimalist is a person who just wants a more simple life. And this applies to your habits, your lifestyle, but it, like we're saying, it also applies to your personal style and how you decorate your home. So I am definitely not a minimalist. I have stuff everywhere. If I just glance to the right of where I'm sitting at my desk, I see like two soccer balls, a baseball glove, two skateboards. There's like so much stuff.
That's so cool. I love it. I mean, this would be a really good episode to have our listeners come back and tell us what their style is.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Use some of the vocab from today, guys, and describe. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like you looking around where you are now. It could be, what do you want? Like, if you could create your own space and express yourself to the fullest extent, what would that look like?
Yeah, I love that. So, guys, come back to allearsenglish.com and type in the search bar 961 when you're on the blog page, and you'll find this episode and leave us a comment. Tell us what your style is, what you want it to be, and build the practice of using these words.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I would love to see how you guys use this vocab. Yeah. Just one last adjective, because I think this applies to me in a lot of ways. Bold, being bold. And sure, this describes strong colors. I think that's usually how we would think of it, but it describes any strong sense of style, whether it's how you dye your hair or your haircut or how you decorate your room, right? I think just having a strong style choice, right? It's being bold.
I feel the same way. I like bold colors. I like, personally, I like darker furniture, like furniture that's kind of brown, black, and just like
a
nice contrast against with bedspreads, with a nice contrast against that dark and bold. Yeah, bold colors. It's good to be bold in the world, right? You don't want to be faded out.
All washed out. Yeah. Washed out colors or pastel. Ooh, I hate pastel colors.
I agree. It just feels like you're half alive. But that's just our style. And that's the beauty of this episode, guys. You can describe your style in your own way. And this is just the beginning. If you guys have a specific style and you want us to do an episode more granular on that specific style, we could even do that, right? We could go deeper that. Okay.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah. Definitely ask your questions and what sort of style that you would like to describe. And we could do a whole talk about it. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. This has been so cool. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been a fun little episode just to go deeper with vocabulary and talk about decorating. And good luck when you go get your tattoo today.
thanks. I'm so excited. James is excited too. Just one last thing. The other day, we were like getting ready for school and he was like, I'm so glad I have a mommy with tattoos. That's so cool. I was like, yay.
So when is he going to be able to get his first tattoo? How does that work anyways? Are kids allowed to get tattoos in the US or no?
No, you have to be 18.
18. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe 16 with a parent permission, but I'm going to make him wait till he's 18. I'm not that cool of a mom. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, kids, when they're really young, they don't necessarily know what they're going to want when they're older, right? So if he's like 14, he makes a life-changing decision, and then he's 20 and he's like, bad why idea. Did I do that? Yeah.
Exactly. He gets like Pikachu on his back or something.
Oh, gosh. not that necessarily. necessarily 18-year-olds make better decisions than, you know, 16-year-olds, but...
That's true. Still not smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Still not making the best choices. That's a topic for another episode.
A topic for another day. For another day. And remember, guys, you can get the transcripts for this episode or for any episode if you subscribe at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And we are out of here for today. We're off to start our weekends. Jessica, have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.